Welcome to Step Brother, a steamy Academy romance web serial. With over 1 million reads online, Step Brother is filled with secrets, sports, and second chances. Join Allie and Jace in this spicy romance.
Chapter 59, Allie. After speeding past 5 cops and getting away with it because I was driving Harlan's car, I parked out in front of Jamal's house. I hurried to the front door and banged on it twice, my fingers shaking as I continued to glance over my shoulder to see if Harlan had followed me. Jamal's mom opened the door with a big smile on her face, but then it dropped. Allie, baby, what's wrong? She held the door open, snatched Marquis's hand, and pulled him aside. Come in, honey. It's freezing outside tonight. Coldest night of the winter so far. I rubbed my frozen hands together and stepped into the house. I need to talk to Jamal. It's important, I said, heading for the stairs. Allie, Jay has a girl over, Marquis said, wiggling his eyebrows at me. Jamal's mom smacked Marquis on the back of the head. Go shower. He rubbed the back of his head and ran to the staircase. You know, my room is always open if you want to watch Paw Patrol with me. My sisters will be sleeping later if— Marquis, don't make me smack you again. Marquis widened his eyes and sprinted up the stairs. I glanced up the stairs at Jamal's room and gulped. If Jamal had a girl over, I didn't want to ruin his chances with her. This was important, but it's fine, I said before his mom could call his name. Jamal! Jamal's mom shouted anyway. I seen that girl whoring around with another guy this weekend anyway. I taught my baby better than that. Jamal, get your ass down here now, she continued. When he still didn't open the door, his mom said, Allie is here. The door flew open and Jamal stepped out with wide eyes. Allie, what's going on? Get your ass down here before Marquis hits on her again. Jamal rolled his eyes, said something into the bedroom and held the door open for Jenny. The same girl I'd found with Jace a few weeks ago. Jenny scurried down the stairs and past Jamal's mom, who was giving her major stink eye. After she left, Jamal jogged down the stairs. Is everything okay? You didn't show up for school. Amani couldn't get in contact with you either today. We were worried about you, he said, gripping my shoulder. Have you seen Jace? I asked. He furrowed his brows. I thought he was with you. You're bleeding. Jamal's mom spotted blood that must have been dripping down my neck, then grabbed my arm and brought me to their downstairs bathroom, turning on the sink and running a torn rag underneath it. Why is the back of your head bleeding? My eyes widened and I touched the spot where I'd hit it last night. I thought it had closed up, but my fingers felt wet. I swallowed hard as the tears filled my eyes and glanced over at Jamal. As much as I wanted to tell them about the true reason, I couldn't. It would be a betrayal to Jace and it would put them into danger. The less people who knew about this, the better. I just hit my head last night. Jamal's mom placed the rag on my head and pulled my hair aside. Honey, this is deeper than it should be from a fall. What happened? And don't even think about lying to me. I can spot when someone's lying. She wagged a finger at me. Especially you. Nothing, I whispered. She narrowed her eyes at me, but before she could say anything else, I shook my head. Please. Do you have anything to seal the wound for now so that it doesn't open back up? I really need to find Jace. After grimacing at me, she guided me to the kitchen, sat me in a chair, and disappeared into the bathroom to find some stuff. Jamal's mom was a nurse, so I hoped to God that she had something lying around that could help me for now. Jamal glanced down the hallway to make sure nobody was listening in, then turned to me.
Allie, that wound is so deep. What the hell happened? And where was Jace when it did? He'll fucking kill whoever touched you. It wasn't Carter, was it?
I pressed my lips together. Harlan, I whispered, and that was it. Jamal tensed and pressed his lips together when his mother walked into the room. She shook her head, parted my hair to the side to give herself better access, and started to clean the wound. Jamal's mom looked between us as she continued.
You ain't gonna say anything?
I pressed my trembling lips together, still able to feel Harlan slapping me earlier. How does Jace do this day in and day out? Has he used football to hide his injuries? Does he play through the pain? Where the fuck is he? I needed him, and I needed him now. Once Jamal's mom was done, she stepped back. Harlan? She asked without either of us saying a word. Is that who done this to you? How did you know? I can spot an abusive man when I see one, and with all the money in the world, Jay still comes and stays here whenever he has the chance, she said, shaking her head. If you ever need anything, baby, you know where to come. You and Jace are always welcome here. I need to find him, I whispered, glancing from her to Jamal. It made my heart swell that I still had someone to talk to, that I didn't have to hide this from everyone, but this couldn't be her problem. She was a single mom trying to raise a house full of kids. I thought Jace would have come here. He's been missing all day. His car is at the house. Jamal tensed even more and grabbed his keys from the counter. Let's go find him. Or find someone who might know where he is. Jamal took my hand and led me to the door. Poison.
You've reached the end of this episode. You can find the completed audiobook at shopameliarose.com/products/stepbrother. But if you'd like to continue listening to our free episodes, make sure to hit the follow button to receive updates.